Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is July 20th, 2008, the feast of Blessed Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Amelia Bloomer, Sojourner Truth, and Harriet Ross Tubman. Just yesterday, we celebrated the life and witness of Macrina, and we talked about the way that the Church has often forgotten about the uncountable faithful women who lived such wonderful lives. But today we have four more women, these from the 19th century, who exemplify the way that engaged Christianity tends always toward freedom. These four women, each in her own way, struggled for, achieved, and lived out the life of freedom that God intends for all of us. Elizabeth Cady Stanton was one of the organizers of the first Women's Rights Convention in 1848. When the Revised Standard Version of the Bible was published, she carefully noted that no women scholars were included in the translation team, and using the Greek that she had learned from her childhood minister, she led a team of women to write a commentary of their own. Amelia Bloomer, most famous for a revolution in women's pants, shouldn't be passed over as only a sartorial reformer. She was a well-known member of the temperance and anti-slavery struggles. Sojourner Truth escaped slavery and then spent much of her effort opening and operating a shelter for homeless women in Philadelphia. After receiving a vision from God, she left that city and began to travel around, preaching and teaching in opposition to slavery. Harriet Tubman, also born into slavery, escaped to Canada when she was in her early 20s. And not content to gain her own freedom, she made trip after trip into Maryland, freeing more than 300 of her fellow humans from the chains of bondage. Again today we read in the Bible of the value of wisdom, here, as often, described as a woman. Today, though, the passage also seems to describe these four women as well. Although she is but one, she can do all things. And while remaining in herself, she renews all things. In every generation she passes into holy souls and makes them friends of God and prophets. For God loves nothing so much as the person who lives with wisdom. Thankfully, our own time seems to be coming to understand the value of women and the contributions they make to society and especially to the Church. But it is important to remember that this is not new. Women like Stanton, Bloomer, Truth, and Tubman show that there has never been a time without extraordinary women of faith and action. Let us pray. O God, whose Spirit guides us into all truth and makes us free, strengthen and sustain us as you did your servants Elizabeth, Amelia, Sojourner, and Harriet. Give us vision and courage to stand against oppression and injustice, and all that works against the glorious liberty to which you call all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on July 22nd at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.